Live, it's Delta Panthers Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Eaton High School. Actually, we're at the middle school now, but they have a new high school here. But it's the 2023 Northern Colorado Classic Baseball Tournament. I'm Mark Canner, and Delta's looking to limit the mistakes and get it on the winner's side of the bracket as they open the tournament against Peak to Peak here this morning. Delta's coming off a frustrating loss to Durango last weekend, but beat down these Pumas 12-0 in the tournament last year. Look to do the same once again this time around. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from Delta head coach Steve Leier. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the house of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Steve, the boys last Saturday in Durango, you know, they had the victory within their grasp, and they just kind of let it get away.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm starting to sound kind of like a broken record, but it's, you know, we've got to clean things up defensively, and we had some timely at-bats, and drove in some runs when we needed to, making good choices at the plate. And we just got to keep that going, but we got to get consistent with it.
I talked during the game about in-game adjustments, especially at the plate, to pitches, to the way the pitcher is pitching, also to an umpire's strike zone. The umpire called that outside strike pretty consistently throughout the game, starting in the first inning. And the boys seemed to have a difficult time adjusting to that. What did you tell them about that?
Well, you know, the biggest thing, you know, I thought the zone was pretty liberal, even by the second inning, you know where his zone is. And it's no longer an excuse. And we told him, you know, you don't want to hit that outside pitch, then hit the pitch that, you know, is in the zone. And there again, we're just taking too many good pitches. And when we're getting pitches to hunt, we're not hunting them. So, you know, that was a focus this week. We've had a real good week of swinging the bats and practice. And our kids at Swing JV had a great, you know, great game against Montreal swinging the bats. So hopefully that carries over a little bit.
Pitching continues to be a strong point with our team this year. We've got three good, you know, pitchers, four good pitchers that we run out pretty consistently. And in a tournament setting, that really helps.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to throw Kennel first game and, you know, ride him as long as we can. I think if he's around the plate and challenges hitters, he's going to have a good day. You know, then the Eaton game, we're going to, you know, it's going to be a mixed bag. We're going to, you know, hopefully catch lightning in a bottle with one of them and, you know, ride them a little bit longer. But you may see, you know, four or five, maybe even six guys throw against Eaton.
So to get to that Eaton game, we've got to beat peak to peak. And, you know, last year in this tournament, we faced them in our second game and routed them. We shut them out 12-0. What's going to be your approach, both pitching and at the plate against them today?
Well, I think pitching-wise, we just have to challenge, you know, make them make contact and play good defense. If we do that, we're going to be in good shape. You know, they've got a lot of good athletes. They come off a big win last night. I think they beat Jeff Academy 17-0. You know, so we know we're going to have to come out. And you get over here, and there's a lot of good ball. And, you know, we just have to clean things up. And, you know, at the plate, we have to be aggressive. We have to be aggressive when the ball's in the zone. We get guys in scoring position. We've got to be, you know, have selfless at bats and, you know, move guys across the plate.
Good ball, iron sharpens iron. Good luck today, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mark.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back. Mark Panther here with you as Delta gets ready to take the field here for the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic. Coaches meeting at home plate. Head coach Steve Ryer and the head coach for the peak-to-peak Pumas, Matthew Castellan. Take a look at the starting lineups now. Delta will be the visiting squad since Steve lost the coin toss. He says tails never fails. Well, today it did. So they will be the visitors leading off for the Panthers. Will be the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. As you can see, Steve doing a little something different with the lineup here. As he has Landon Clay batting second. Landon will be the shortstop. The second baseman, Rylan Bynum, will bat third. In the cleanup spot, that's a familiar face, the right fielder, Ty Reed. Batting fifth, the catcher, Luke Gastineau. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Brayden Sprouts. The designated hitter bat seventh, that's Evan Ficklin. Jesse Delgado's back from his hit collection. He'll start at third base. And Jacob Hancock getting the start at first base. Jacob's played third and plays a little outfield as well. He, of course, pitches. He's in that pitching rotation. Today's starting pitcher is Brandon Kendall. That is who Evan Ficklin will be pitching for. Take a look at the starters for the Pumas now. Leading off will be their second baseman, number 12, Dane Hurt. Batting second, their center fielder, number 7, Tyson Burton. Batting third, the first baseman, number 18, Brady Bowman. Batting cleanup will be the shortstop, number 11, Eddie Castilleja. Batting fifth, their starting pitcher for today, number 10, A.J. Green. Batting sixth will be their third baseman, Josh Stern. Batting seventh, right fielder, Owen Branscombe. Batting eighth will be their catcher, Brandon Hartman. And batting ninth, their designated hitter, and this has to be one of the greatest names ever, Charlie Custard. He's hitting for their left fielder, Logan Hughes. So, again, Delta doing a little something different with the lineup today. Steve Ryer looking to shake things up a little bit, maybe send a message to some of the players that if you're not going to be able to contribute, you're going to have a hard time finding your way in to the lineup. We talked before the game, and, you know, if you hit well, you're going to make it into the lineup. If you're good defensively, you're going to make it into the lineup as well. If you do both pretty well, then you're never going to get taken out. So taking a look at the starting pitcher, A.J. Green for the, I believe that's the name of the pitcher. Yes, A.J. Green for the Peak Pumas. His numbers so far on the season coming into this tournament. He's got 3 appearances, a .447 earned run average, a 1-1 record. 19 walks, 15 strikeouts. So he's allowed 14 runs, 10 of those earned on 14 hits. The on-base average against is .246. Excuse me, that's the opponent's batting average against. So Green going to work against Delta's left fielder, Connor Workman, the senior, is batting .200 on the season with a couple of doubles. He's a pretty patient hitter up there, so we'll see if he can set the table for the Panthers behind him. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch a couple of times, on base percentage of .400. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time. And we are ready here. It'll be a right-on-right matchup. Green, the right-handed hurler, against Workman, the right-handed batter. He steps into the box. Green stares in. He's set. Delivers from the waist. Workman takes strike one. That one was just to the right side of the plate. Just to the right half, if you will. That pitch hit to the backstop, and Workman's quickly down to the count, 0-2. And they're going to say that one hit him. That'll be his third hit by pitch on the season. Correction, it's going to be catcher's interference. Thank you to the young man next to me who pointed that out. So regardless, Delta's got a runner on first, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando batting .333 on the season with a double and an RBI. That pitch blown away for ball one. Clay, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. He's been hit twice. Workman with a good lead down there at first base. Green gets Workman to dive back without a throw. Connor's 2-for-2 in stolen bases this season. Here's the pitch. Workman's going. Pitch taken. Throw down. Off line. Workman's in time. So Delta, with that stolen base, we'll have a runner in scoring position. Clay, with a 2-0 count at the plate. He's back into the batter's box. Green checks Workman at second. The pitch Catches the inside corner for strike one. Signs coming in from Steve Ryer down on the third base side. Green quickly set. We'll check the runner. And the pitch taken high for ball three. So Clay with a strike to work with here, having to wait for his perfect pitch. Hurt working in and out on Workman behind him at the bag, and that pitch taken looks like a slider for or possibly a two-seam fastball. My mistake for strike two, and Clay now has a full count. Good lead by Workman down at second. Hurt in again behind him the pitch. This one driven into center field. Barton in on it. Makes the catch in short center field for out number one. And now Ryland Bynum will come to the plate, our leading Delta in at the plate this year. Ry batting 368 with two RBI. He scored eight times as well. Bynum three walks, five strikeouts. The pitch. Misses outside. Bynum another patient batter there at the plate. Green stares in. He has his sign. Checks the runner. Checks him again. Workman dancing off the second, and Bynum will call time at the plate. Steps back in. The 1-0 is going to be chopped down the first base line, and it will be a fair ball flipped by the pitcher, and the first baseman cannot hold on to it. So Bynum going to be on first base as a result of the error on the first baseman. So the pitcher could have probably tagged Bynum as he came up the line, instead decided to flip it to the first baseman Bowman, and Bowman couldn't hang on to it, so Delta now with runners at first and third. And Ty Reed at the plate. Green checks the runners. And Bynum's off and going first pitch. This one popped up foul on the right side, headed towards the Pumas dugout. The first baseman, Bowman, can't get to it. I think he may have lost it in the sun and overran it. So no play, and Ty Reed will get a second life here with an 0-1 count. One out here in the top of the first. Bynum, the runner at first. Workman, the runner at third. Green set. Delivers from the waist. This one's going to be driven into right center. That should drop for a base knock. It does. The center fielder, Burton, overruns it. One run will score. Bynum will round second and head into third, an RBI single for the Delta right fielder. Workman scores from third. Delta's on the board, one zip, and Luke Gastineau, the catcher, comes to the plate. Luke, the lefty, batting 308 with two RBI on the season, has a double. Two walks, one strikeout. He's another patient batter. He's got runners on the corners. Signs from Coach Steve Ryan, and now Green will come set at the belt. The pitch taken on the outside corner for strike one. Reed with a good lead off of first, being held on by Bowman. Workman will be walking down the line. Runners going, swinging a miss by Gastineau. Hartley dropped the pitch and as he went to for the exchange. Wasn't going to throw. Regardless, Reed's got a stolen base, and Delta's got two runners in scoring position now. For Gastineau, who's got an 0-2 count, the pitch. He's going to foul that one off. Long look in by Greece. He's set now. Andy O2. That one's taken high and outside. Did I by guess, you know? As he's having to protect the plate here. And proved to be tough with two. The pitch is going to be lined in the right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Branch come up with it. One run will score. Here comes Reed as it's cut off. And Delta scoring two more runs on the RBI single by Gastineau. Delta up 3-1 here in the top of the first inning. And now Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout. Another left-hander for Delta. Grado also with some speed, also an accomplished pitcher for this staff. He's batting only 133 on the season, moved out of the leadoff spot where he's accustomed, and down into the order. He'll take strike one. Sprout with a double, a couple RBIs as the runner's going, swing and a miss by Brado. And the courtesy runner for Gastineau, I believe that's Will, slides in safely. Ahead of the throw. So he'll be down there at second as Green takes a look at him, and Sprout, an 0-2 count at the plate. Takes outside, ball one. Long look in for Green. He's got his sign. Checks Wilkes down at second. And the pitch. This one will be hit foul on the left side. Left fielder giving chase. But that'll be out of play. Good hustle by Hughes. But that ball just over the fence on the left field side. Count remains 1-2 to the Delta center fielder. One out here in the top of the first. The pitch. That one's high and outside, and the count's even to Brado. Wilkes the runner at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That's the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the game for Green is designated hitter Evan Sticklin will step in right on right as Green stares in for his sign and check the runner at second, and he'll spin. Wilkes back in safely as Hurt was moving in behind him, and Green looked to pick him off. This pitch to Ficklin is low and away for a ball. Delta leads 3-0 here in the top of the first inning. Two outs. Green is set and delivers. Ficklin checks his swing. That pitch was low, I guess. Not sure it could have really been anything else, but going to say I haven't checked his swing as well, but I'm not sure that was the case. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Green. That one's in there for a strike. Green checks Wilkes. Now he'll spin. Now throws down. Ball gets away from Hurt, but Castilleja there to clean up the mess. Green back to the rubber. Works off the right side of the rubber and the pitch. That's high inside on Ficklin, and 3-1. Greaves is set. Dixon fires. Bicklin. Not sure he checked his swing or not, or if that was a strike regardless. Counts full. Here's the payoff pitch from Green. That's taking strike three. That one right down to the heart of the plate. So, after Delta's at bats here in the first inning, they get 3 runs on 2 hits. 1 left on for the Panthers. The Pumas committed 1 error. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Sanders back here. Eaton Middle School. I'm not sure this baseball field has a name or not, but it's Eaton's baseball field for now, and that's what we're going to call it. As I'm told, their baseball field, their new high school, is still under renovation. So Landon Kennel will take to the mound. Kennel has had a successful start on the mound in his freshman season. 2-1 record in 3 appearances. 1.75 ERA. 1 walk and 20 strikeouts. He'll be facing Dane Hirsch for the Pumas. Hirsch batting .500 on the season, a double, a triple, and a home run. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner for strike one. Nice pitch by Kennel. Expect him to live there. Here's the 0-1. That one misses outside. He looked to go back to that outside corner, and it looked like it got away from him a little bit, maybe trying to get Hirsch to chase. Delta leads 3-0 here as the Pumas take their at-bats here in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-1 also misses outside. The count's 2-1. That pitch is in for a strike. And the pitch. This one's fouled off to the right side. Long look in by Kennel. And now here is the 2-2, and it's in the dirt, and the count's full. payoff pitch is low. So Hurt with a leadoff walk, and Tyson Burton comes to the plate. Burton's batting 200 on the season, does have an RBI. No walks and 3 strikeouts. The pitch as he squares to bunt, third baseman Delgado up with it. That one ate up Hancock, but he's able to get the out at first on the fast bunt. Five 3 on the putout as that got on Jacob in a hurry. The pitch to Brady Bowman misses for ball one. Bowman batting 385 on the season with a couple of triples, 2 strikeouts. That one catches the outside corner and the count's even. Long look in by Kennel. Now he's set. He'll check the runner at second. Checks him again. Now comes home. That pitch is gets Gastineau crossed up, and Hurt will take third for the stolen base. So Bowman in on the left side against the righty Kennel. This pitch is lifted into left field. Workman going back on it and makes the catch. Hurt will tag at third and trot home. Cuts into Delta's lead. It's 3-1 here in the bottom of the first inning, but a couple of sacrifices, one a bunt, one a fly ball, and there's 2 outs in the inning. Eddie Castilleja comes to the plate. The pitch. This is on the outside corner. Castilleja betting 231 on the season. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. On base percentage of 286. As he takes strike. Make that ball two. The pitch. This one fouled off to the right side. Kennel has his sign, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Counts now even to the peak-to-peak shortstop. The pitch from Kennel. Strike 3, swung at and missed. And that will end the inning. So, 1 run on no hits, 1 1 run on no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We're going to go to the top of the second. Delta going to send 8, 9, and 1 to the plate. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Delgado, Hancock, and Workman. Jesse Delgado got hurt in the first game of the season. He's just now working his way back. Had three at bats. Did not get any sort of hit. I believe he did get on base via an error. He does have a strikeout. But he'll stand in on the right side. Delta, by the way, wearing the gray camouflage jerseys today. As he will drive this pitch to right field. The right fielder, Branscombe, able to range over and make the catch. One out, and Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. Delta with the pinstripe pants and black socks with the green accents. Peak to peak, wearing blue jerseys with white lettering and numbers. Hancock takes strike one. The pitch, swing and a miss from Jacob, and quickly it's 0-2 to the Delta first baseman. Hancock himself without a whole lot of at-bats. Only 5 plate appearances on the season. As the 0-2 is high and outside, looked like a waste pitch. It's 1-2. Hancock, 2 walks and a strikeout this season at the plate. Green stares him. The pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And there are now 2 outs here in the top of the second. And Connor Workman looking to start a mess with 2 outs. Connor reached on catcher's interference, stole a base, came around to score last inning to lead off the game for Delta. The pitch, as he squares to bunt, to drag bunt up the third base line. Connor with an infield hit. Great bunt by Connor as the third baseman playing back by the bag, and Connor with his speed trying to spark something here with 2 outs, and Landon Clay to the plate. Clay 0-1 today. He flew out to center field last inning. Workman dancing off a first, good lead held on over there by Bowman. The pitch in for a strike. Workman going, swing and a miss, and the catcher Hartley, lost track of where the ball went, and the stolen base for Connor. An 0-2 count to Clay. 2 outs here at the top of the first. Clay looking to get Connor in from second. Got some work to do here with 2 strikes. Green checks Workman to pitch. That misses the zone. And 1-2. Green sets. And delivers after a long look at second. This one's going to be lifted into center field. Center fielder Burton tracks it. And that will end the inning. No runs on 1 hit. 1 left on for the Panthers. No errors for the Pumas. We'll head to the bottom of the inning where 5, 6, and 7 holes come to the plate. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Even Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
And the channel will come out for the second inning. He'll face his counterpart, AJ Green. Green at the plate this season, batting 182. In 11 at bats, a couple walks and a strikeout. Kennel has his sign, and the pitch misses the zone. Kennel trying to nibble that outside corner and just can't find it. There's the 1-0 delivery. That's inside, and it's a little too far inside, as that's going to tag Green, and he'll be off the first. So that'll bring Josh Sturm to the plate. The third baseman is batting 210 at bats. Three walks, four strikeouts. The pitch. Anthony's for strike one. Good lead by Green down at first. He's held on by Hancock. The 0-1 fouled back to the backstop, and it's quickly 0-2 to Sturm. No stolen bases on the season for Green, so not sure about his speed, but he's got a pretty big lead down there. Not going. The pitch misses. One and two to count to Sturm. Green again with a nice loop down there at first. Kennel set. And the pitch in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. And the count's even. Kennel with a long look in. He'll check the runner at first, but now he's set. And the pitch. That one's outside, and the count's full. Sturm will check, step out, now step back in. Green takes the big lead again. And the pitch. This one's popped up. Behind the plate, Gastineau trying to find it, and does. Makes the catch just up the first baseline in foul territory. One down, and Owen Branscombe will come to the plate. The Puma right fielder batting 071 on the season. Six strikeouts. He'll step in from the left side against the righty Kennel. Green still the runner at first. One out. And Green with a nice lead. Kennel looks over there. Now comes set and delivers. That's strike one on the outside corner. Kennel pretty deliberate with his delivery. He'll get his sign. He'll come set. take a couple beats and then deliver. And just misses the outside corner there and it counts even. Brandon looks over at Green, then comes home. That pitch is outside. 2-1 the count to the Puma right fielder. Brandt's coming in on the left side there. And the pitch, the runner's going, swing and a miss, throw down by Gastineau. Bounces in front of Clay, who's covering the bag. It's backed up by Bynum. A stolen base for Green. 3-1 the count. Actually, it's 2-2 on the swing by Branscombe. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throughout the inning, second strikeout by Kennel today. And Brandon Hartley will come to the plate. Hartley batting .333 on the year. Couple walks, couple strikeouts. The pitch. This is low. Hartley steps out, takes the practice swing. Now he'll step back into the right side. Kennel stares in. He'll check the runner Green at second. And the pitch. Foul back to the backstop and the count's even. Again, a long look in for Kennel. The pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. So Kennel looking to get out of the inning with no damage done here. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. That's the third strikeout of the game on a off-speed pitch that just came in on the hands of the hitter, and he didn't know what to do with it. So at the end of 2, Delta, with a 2-run advantage, 3-1, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta has 3, 4, 5 holes coming to the plate. Bynum leading Gastineau. Ryland reached on an error in the first inning. In a slow roller up the first baseline, the pitcher, Green, fielded it and flipped into the first baseman, Bowman, who couldn't hang on and get the out. Bynum came around to score on the single by Gastineau later in that inning. He'll take strike one. Green set and delivers. One's going to be fouled off on the right side, and Bynum's going to have to be tough with two. Ryland steps out, now back in. Look in by Green. He'll be set. Heels from the belt. This one, Chopper on the ground is short. Castaneda. Castaneda, excuse me. Fields his position true and throws out Bynum at first. That'll bring up Ty Reed. Ty with an RBI single in the first inning. Stole a base, scored a run. And the pitch taken high. Ball one. Long look in by Green. He's set now. Kicks and fires. That one comes inside. Got Ty on the elbow. And he'll be on first once again. I bring Luke Gaston over the plate. Luke with an RBI single back to the first. Reed will take his lead off of first with Gaston in on the left side. Green, as Luke will call time at the plate. Adjusts the batting gloves. Now he'll step back into the box. Green delivers. Take him low. One oh count to Gaston. Reed's going. That pitch is inside, threw down in plenty of time, and they got tied. Two outs and Gaston with a 2-0 count. It's a great throw by the catcher, Hartman. Pitch at the knees for strike two. I guess the pitch on the pickoff is called a strike. Looked inside to me, but what do I know? Two outs here at the top of the third inning. Gastineau trying to be tough with two. And the pitch. Back, back. Down Stevens. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. That's inside. So Green will look in, gets his strike. Now comes that and delivers that pitch. Misses, and that, I'm confused. That should have been ball four. Umpire says the count's now full. And now Steve Ryer coming out of the third base coach's box to talk about it here, and now that is indeed ball four. And Luke will head down to first. I'm sure he'll get a courtesy runner. Chaz Wilkes sprinting out of the dugout. Chaz Wilkes at first, Braden Stott to the plate, struck out swinging in the first inning. He'll be in on the left side. The pitch, this one, chopped foul down the first baseline. Brado steps out, now back in. And the pitch, that misses the outside corner, and the count's even now. Green gets his sign, checks Wilson first, now comes home. That one's in the dirt. Wilson with a good lead down at first, held on by Bowman. The pitch. That misses, and it's 3-1 to the Delta center fielder. So, Green working off the left side of the rubber comes home, and that pitch is outside. And two outs, and Delta draws another walk, and we'll have runners at first and second with Evan Ficklin coming to the plate. Ficklin struck out looking in the first inning with the 3 strikeouts for Green today. Wilkes with the lead off of first. The pitch. Foul back to the backstop. Sprout with the lead off of first. Second baseman Hurt working in and out on Wilkes down at second. Bowman playing behind Sprout at first. The pitch. This one in the hole on the left side. That should score Wilkes. Sprout will stay at second. As the throw comes into the third baseman Sturm, an RBI single for Evan Ficklin. The Delta. Still with runners at first and second. Jesse Delgado comes to the plate. He threw out to right to lead off last inning. Two outs here in the top of the third is Delgado hits it to Sturm, and it goes underneath his glove. And Ryer gonna send Sprout as Ficklin chugs into third. An error by the left fielder allowed Ficklin to get to third. Delgado at second after the single in the air. So Jacob Hancock will come to the plate with a couple of runners in scoring position. His squad up by 4 runs now, 5-1. A little bit of a two-out explosion here. He'll take strike 1 on the outside corner. Jacob looking to keep things going here. Green stares in. Now he's set. And the pitch. Hancock swings and misses. Jacob will step out now, gather himself, and step back in. Right on right matchup. The 0-2 delivery. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Breaking pitch got Jacob. Couldn't believe it there. Second strikeout of the game for him. 4th strikeout for Green. So, with the 2 runs, Delta's lead now up to 5. It's 5-1, and we'll go to the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife Cafe in Delta. Fife Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Landon Kettle out to work for third here. He will be facing the ninth hitter in the batting order, Charlie Custard. Custard's first at bat. Takes outside for a ball. Custard with only six at-bats on the season. Doesn't have a hit. If he fouls this off with Gastineau and McCann Stevens. Custard's walked once, struck out four times. The home plate umpire will allow Gastineau some time to gather himself back there after taking the ball off the face mask. Luke's a tough kid. Get ready. Gets back crushed behind the plate. The pitch is in for a strike. And Landon now ahead in the count 1-2. And the pitch. That misses low. The count's even. Kennel with a long look in. Now he's set from the waist, the 2-2 pitch. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side, out of play. Kennel chased off the sign. Now he's got one in life. And the pitch. This one lined to second. Bynum up with it. On to first. For three on the putout. And we'll flip the lineup card to the sender leadoff hitter, Dane Hurt, to the plate. He walked, stole base, and scored in the Pumas half of the first. Their only run of the game. Delta leads 5-1. Bottom of the third. One out. The pitch. This is outside. Dental looks in. Sets and fires. Off-speed pitch, foul back to the backstop. Third steps back into the box. Now, with a long look in, he's ready now. Here's the 1-1. Back to strike at the knees. Now Landon again, head in the count here. The pitch. Can't get Hurt to chase. And the count's even. Not a bad pitch by Kennel. Way out of the strike zone, but if you're looking to get the batter to chase, it was a good pitch. Didn't get it. The 2-2. Chopped on the ground, foul on the left side. So Hurt will come back to the plate. Kennel has his size. Kicks and fires. This one again, foul on the left side. So, umpire out of baseball. Needs to get one back here. This one's in the peak-to-peak dugout. This one's from the Delta dugout. So, but couple of balls into the bag on his right hip, and we're back to action. The pitch. This one launched down the left field line and foul out of play. Count remains even at two. Dental bears in and delivers. And this one on the ground on the left side as well. That's foul. So the battle will continue. Gastineau gives Kennel the sign. And the pitch. Low chopper, Kennel fields it. Bare hands and Hancock could not field the throw at first. It hurt. Will reach on the air. A tough battle, and in the end, Hurt wins because of an E3. So, mistakes like that have played this Panthers squad throughout the season thus far. It cost them the game against Cortez. It cost them the game last week in Durango. You'll remember, Delta lost 11-2 to Cortez. Is hurt with a big leadoff of first. Swinging a miss at a pitch in the dirt by Burton. Delta lost 11-2, but only three of those 11 runs by Cortez were earned. Everything else came on errors. Another big lead by Hurt, held on by Hancock. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Here's the 0-2 from Kennel. Back up the middle, right to him. Land into second. Play to first. And Delta rolls two, gets out of the inning. 1-6-3 on the double play. No runs, no hits. The one error, none left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning. You're listening the Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations, John Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime ribs every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to the baseball field. Delta will come to the plate here at the top of the fourth inning. Workman to lead off. Connors singled and reached on catcher's interference today. He's got a couple of stolen bases. Scored a run, and he'll take the first pitch inside for a ball. Green working quickly now as he's fed and delivers. This one chopped at the plate, and Workman going to need to walk that one off. I think that one came off of Connor's ankle. But, shakes his head, gives Coach a thumbs up, says he's good. And he'll step back in with the count even at one. And the pitch. Down the line at third, and it's foul. Connor yanked it down the line there, but it goes just foul, and third baseman Stern picks it up. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Taking strike three on that outside corner for the first out of the inning. Fifth strikeout of the game for Green. Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando 0 for 2 today. The pitch. That blow. And the pitch. On the ground to short. Castilleja fields it on to first, and Landon beats it out. Castilleja kind of took his time fielding it. You know, moving at average speed, it wasn't like a slow roller or anything, but kind of took his time to gather himself. Clay hustling up the line, beats it out. So Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum grounded the third and reached on an error. And he'll take strike one on the inside corner. Short lead by Clay, and Bynum will foul that one off the plate, and it's quickly 0-2. We're out here in the top of the fourth inning for Delta. Runner on first, Bynum steps back in. Green will look over at first. Now comes set and delivers. Taking strike three on the outside corner, and there's now two outs. Six strikeouts for Green in the game. Tyree to the plate. Reed fouls the first pitch back out of play. Reed single hit by a pitch today. Run out trying to steal second last inning. Does have an RBI today and a run scored. The pitch. This is outside. Clay the runner at first. Good lead for Clay. He's going. Stumbles as he comes out of the block. That one goes through the wickets on the third baseman Sturm. Clay rounds second. Heads to third. Reed will be on it first with the error by the third baseman. And Luke Gastineau will come to the plate. Delta looking for another two-out rally here. Although it's not really a rally if you already have the lead, but which Delta does, 5-1 here, Reed. It's a good lead at first, held on by Bowman. Pitch to Gastineau, misses high. Green comes set at the belt and delivers. Reed's going. Pitch taken and the throw down to third. Trying to get Clay sleeping in it. Clay is already back at the bag, so stolen base for Reed is second today. And Delta with two runners in scoring position now with two outs. Move back into the left side. Batter's box. Here's the 1-1 from Green. This one's going to be a single in the left. Left fielder Hughes up with it. It's an RBI single for Gastro. Second RBI of the game for Luke. Reed advances to third, and Delta leads 6-1. Chaz Wilkes comes in to run for Luke, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He's walked and struck out today, scored a run. Grado stands in. Left side against the righty Green. The pitch. This one's going to be lifted down the left field line. Hughes giving chase and can't make the catch in foul territory. So a long strike one for Grado. Grado likes to swing at that first pitch. It's Wilkes with a decent lead off of first and Reed with a good lead off of third. Green steps off the rubber. Sends the runners scurrying back to their respective bats. Bowman holding Wilkes on at first. He's going. It's a chopper back to the pitcher. Green gonna try to step on first and he's gonna be safe. As Green hesitated to flip the ball to the first baseman, Bowman, the speedy Sprout sprinting up the line, and if you'll recall, an error happened back in the first inning where Bowman wasn't able to come up with a ball flipped in by Green, and Green scores from third to make the score 7-1. Delta with runners at first and second. That pitch to Evan Ficklin misses high. Wilkes the runner at second. Green spins. Throws to second. Wilkes, it bounces off of him actually into center field. Center fielder Burton up with it and gets it in, but Wilkes advances to third. So the wheels kind of falling off here in the fourth inning for peak to peak. As Delta's put two more runs on the board and threatening with another. Here's the 1-0 to Ficklin as the runner from first is going. This one's lifted high on going into right field. The right fielder having to run in on it. Nobody's going to get it. Second baseman Hurt going out. Branson coming in from right field. Burton trying to make the long run from center. And it lands pretty much in no man's land as nobody knew who was getting the baseball. Wilkes scores. Sprout was running on the play. Sprout scored all the way from second on that high fly ball. As head coach Matthew Castilleja comes out to the mound, and it looks like he may be can't tell if we're getting a pitching change or not. Nope, looks like Green's going to stay on the mound. Try to finish the inning here. Two outs. Base is empty. Delta leads 9-1 as they've come up with a four-run fourth. And Jesse Delgado to the plate. Ficklin with the lead off the first. With a chopper to the third. Third baseman stirring up with it on the first. So the inning will end quietly. But not before Delta does some damage. Four runs on, it looks like three hits. Couple of errors. Nobody left on. Delta heads to the bottom of the fourth with a 9-1 advantage. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Looks like we're going to get a pitching change for Delta as Jacob Hancock will come to the mound. Rylan Bynum will shift over to first base. Landon Kennel will go to second. Take a look at Hancock's numbers on the mound this year. Had a pretty good year. Three appearances, 3.32 earned run average, a 1-0 record, two walks, five strikeouts. Now Brady Bowman, will step into the left side. He's 0-1 today. Back fly. The pitch. This one's foul out of play back behind us. Bowman steps out now, back in. And the pitch. That's a strike. On the inner half of the plate by Hancock. And the pitch. On the ground to short. Play. Backhands it. Strong throw to first. Can't get it to Bynum as the throw's offline. And Bowman will head to second. Throw offline by Clay. And Bowman ends up on second after the error. So Castilleja will come to the plate. He struck out in swinging in the first. Rats here, bottom of the fourth, Delta leads 9-1. Beautiful day for baseball, not a cloud in the sky. Probably about 50 degrees outside. So, absolutely gorgeous. Long look in by Hancock. He's got his sign and delivers Castilleja. Ball's in the dirt, blocked by Gastineau. No throw as Bowman will advance on the mild pitch. Two-0 the count to the Puma shortstop. Hancock comes set and delivers. That one missed somewhere. Looked like he was right there in the outside quarter, but the umpire apparently did not agree with my assessment. The count's 3-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Castilleja not taking on 3-0, regardless of the strike. The pitch. That's low. So peak to peak with runners at the corners, and A.J. Green will come to the plate. Like we're going to get a conference on the mound. His pitching coach, Keaton Ryan, will trot on out there. So just a reminder, the winner of this game will play Eaton, who destroyed Bennett earlier today, 22-2 in three innings. And tell you what, folks, Eaton is the real deal. They are one heck of a ball club. Being from the Western Slope, you know, we've got JUCO coming up and Junior College World Series, and Eaton might, you know, very well be able to compete with some of those teams. That's kind of what they remind me of is the junior college team with how well they play. So, you know, if Delta wins this game, not a real good reward for them. That game's scheduled for 5 o'clock this evening, but it will depend on where this game ends up as far as time goes, as well as the game after it, which will be the consolation bracket game. This Green will take strike one. That pitch will miss and the count's even. Good lead down at first by Castilleja. That one swung on and missed. Bowman the runner at third for the Pumas. No outs here. The pitch on the ground back to Hans Jacob. Now they've got the runner at third in a rundown, and Hancock, instead of going to second or first, decided to try to get the runner and threw to Gastineau, who threw back down to third. And not in time to get the runner Bowman, so Sturm will be at the plate as Green reaches first on a fielder's choice to load the bases. First pitch to Sturm, taken outside for a ball. So now the Pumas threatening here, the bottom of the fourth inning, after Delta scores four runs in the top to make the score 9-1. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Corners playing in, trying to cut the runner down at the plate if they can on the force. The pitch. That one's back to the backstop. So Hancock now ahead in the count is Bowman, the runner at third, was sneaking down the line that time on the pitch, trying to beat anything hit on the infield. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground to second. Kennel up with it. Goes to second. Clay turns, can't get the double play. First baseman Bynum throws to third, trying to get the runner Castilleja, and he gets back safely. So Sturm will be on first via the fielder's choice. Green out at second for the first out of the inning, and the first pitch to the right fielder Branscum is taken for ball one. Branscum struck out swinging in the second, his only other at bat today. The pitch is going to be line foul by the play, and the count's even. Sturm the runner at first. That's the A out of the runner at third. Bynum holding Sturm on. Got a good lead. The pitch fouled back into the catcher's mitt. Gastineau dropped it regardless. It's 1-2 to the Puma right fielder. Hancock stares in. has his sign, but Branscombe's going to call time at the plate. Branscombe steps back into the box. He's on the left side. And the pitch. That pitch just out of the strike zone. Branscombe thought about it, but did not pull the trigger, and the count's even at two. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout for Hancock of the game. Two outs, and Hartley will come to the plate. He struck out swinging in the second. One of three strikeout victims for Kennell. Pitched three strong innings. Swing and a miss by Hartley. And a pitch up and in. Kennell only allowed the one run. No walks. So another strong outing for him. Big lead by Sturm at first. That pitch off speed. Drops in for strike two. Hancock's bet, runners going. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that will get Delta out of the inning. So one run on no hits, two left on. I think just the one error by Delta. We'll go to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Cantor back with you, and looks like A.J. Green coming back out to pitch. I believe this is Green. And, looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Delta. It's going to be Logan Clay hitting for Hancock. He's going to pop it up. Shortstop Castilleja will make the catch. One out in the inning. Now Gunnar Workman will come to the plate. We'll have to wait and see what Delta does on the mound. As Workman swings and misses at the first pitch. Does on the mound here in the bottom of the inning. Green stares in, he's got his sign. Takes some fire. This one's going to be lined in the center field. The center fielder going back on it. Makes the catch, that's Burton. With two outs, Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando is 1-for-3 with a run scored today. The pitch popped up to right field. Branscombe back, now coming in, and he cannot make the catch. Misread that one and go for it, couldn't come up with it. And then Burton can't make the throw. I think we'll call that a hit, as it was it was diving quickly in front of the right fielder. As this pitch by Bynum is hit on the ground to the first baseman, and he'll step on the bag for the third out of the inning. No runs on the one hit, one left on, no errors. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your process done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here at Eaton's Baseball Field, and the Panthers lead 9-2 here as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jacob Hancock subs back in, so he'll be back out on the mound, and he'll face Charlie Custer, the designated hitter. He's 0-for-1 today for the Pumas. And the pitch hit to the backstop foul. Hancock stares in. Now he's set at the belt. And the pitch. That one bounces past Gastineau, and the count will be even. Here's the pitch. Out to the backstop. And Chuck stares in. And the pitch. This one. Back up the middle. Kennel backhands it through to first. In time on the bounce. Fielded very nicely by Bynum. First out of the inning. And now Dane Hurt will come to the plate. Hurt has walked and reached on an error today. Scored a run. Pitch. This is high and tight. Here's the one out of Hurt. It'll be fouled on the right side out of play. And the count's even. looks like the umpire running low on baseballs again. He's got one to play with, so. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch from Hancock. That'll miss low. Jacob's got his sign and delivers. That one catches the outside corner. The count's even at two. And the pitch on the ground. High chopper. Delgado up with it on the first. Can't make the throw. Gastineau backs it up. Has hurt round second, and Gastineau gets it past the handcuff. That'll bring Tyson Burton to the plate. Burton grounded into a double play and had a sack fly today. So hurt on its second. He has a throwing error by Delgado. First pitch to Burton. Fouled back to the backstop. So Burton's showing bunt right now. As Hancock gets the stride and he's set. Hancock will step off the back of the rubber. So a good lead by Burton out there at second. Or play half-heartedly works in and out on him. This one lifted into right field. Reed over to his right. Makes the play. And there's two outs. So Brady Bowman will come to the plate. He reached on an error. Had a sack fly today, but also scored a run. The pitch. Just outside of the zone for ball one. Roman steps out, now back in. Hancock checks the runner, now comes home. Pitch misses low. Hancock delivers the 2-0. This one lifted into right. Reed in now. It's over his head. It's going to the wall. Burt will score from second. Reed with a strong throw in to Fennell, and that's an RBI triple for Bowman. Two outs, and Eddie Castilleja will come to the plate. Castilleja has struck out and walked today. Looking to continue the two-out rally. Delta leads 9-3. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. The pitch. Foul. Steve Ryer fields it, or excuse me, that is the head coach for the Pumas, Matt Castilleja, who fields it cleanly down to the third base coach's box. Here's the 0-2 from Hancock on the ground. Pass Delgado, backhanded by Clay, throw to first, not in time. RBI single by Castilleja, and A.J. Green will come to the plate. Delta now with a 5-run advantage after the run scores. Green, when hit by a pitch, reached on a fielder's choice. He's also stolen a base today. The pitch. This one lifted into left field. Workman gets a read on it. Moves to his right a couple of steps. And ends the inning. So, 2 runs on 2 hits. 1 left on. And 1 error by Delta. Two up will be the 4, 5, and 6 holes for Delta here in the top of the 6th. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
A couple runs there in the bottom of the 4th, but Delta still leads 9-4. Excuse me, that was the bottom of the 5th. We're headed to the 6th inning now. Reed, Gastineau, and Sprout do up. Looks like we're going to have a new pitcher for the Pumas. Going to be number 4, Logan Hughes. Hughes was in left field. So I'm trying to see if Green went out to the outfield or not. Like Green... Can't tell if that's him out in left or if he's over in right. Actually, he went to first. Bowman went to right field. As the first pitch to Reed is high and outside. And I believe Branscombe went over to left. So... the lefty Hughes misses high and outside again. This one's a slow roller to the third baseman. Sturm up with it on the first, not in time. Reed showing off the wheels there as he beats it out for an infield single. That'll bring Gastineau to the plate. Yes. Looks like a question as to whether or not he did beat out the throw, maybe by peak-to-peak head coach Matthew Castellano. And things will stay as they are, so read on it first. Gastineau today is 2 for 2, has walked, takes strike 1. Couple of RBIs and 2 Actually, those two runs scored by Chaz Wilkes, the courtesy runner today. The pitch, way outside. You can't see it. Reed, off and running. Throw down is not in time to get caught. Pretty sure that pitch was a ball. Shortstop Castaneda working in behind the runner. The pitch. This is outside, and that's ball three. The 3-1. This is outside, and Gastineau will draw his second walk of the game. Chaz Wilkes will take Luke's place down at first. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Grado 1 for 2 with a walk today. A couple runs score. Pitch. As Grado squares to bunt, they've got Reed off for second. He's going to make it to third. I think they were looking for a sacrifice bunt there, and Reed almost ended up in no man's land. The catcher, Hartley, threw behind the runner, and Reed advances to third with the stolen base. They tried to pick him off, and it didn't work. Wilkes holds it first. Brado did offer it fast, as he'll take a breaking ball for strike two. Most of the runner at first, Reed at third. 0-2 pitch to Sprout is going to be hit in the air to center field. Burton tracks it down. Reed tags, and he will score. So Sprout picks up an RBI. That'll be his second ribby of the day. So that is fast fly to second. Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Ficklin, 1 for 2 with an RBI today. Make it 2 for 3. Wilkes runs before the pitcher even throws the first pitch. He'll field second. Not sure if you can call that defensive indifference or not, but Ficklin took ball one. The pitch. This one's going to be hit foul out of play on the right side. Two stairs in. Now comes set. The 1-1. Ficklin, the third baseman. Stern looks, Wilkes back to second. Throws to first. Wilkes takes off. And then the first baseman, Green, guns Wilkes down at second. And that will end the inning. So Delta does score the one run on the one hit. No one left on. And Delta leads 10-4 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Do you need help to relax?
Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room help that pain stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stasis believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
I believe he'll take Jacob Hancock's spot in the batting order. I think this is Joe's second appearance on the mound this season. It is no record, no ERA for Joe. It was a walk and a strikeout. He's worked two-thirds of an inning, so obviously those two-thirds were successful for him. So we'll see what he can do here against the 6, 7, and 8 holes in the lineup for the Pumas. Josh Sturm lead off. He's popped up to the catcher, reached for the fielder's choice. That's as an RBI today. Black stares in for his son. He's ready now. From the belt. That one misses outside. Here's the one. That'll miss high. Gastineau will trot out to the mound, have a chat with his hurler, and pat on the tush and a kind word, and we'll get back to action. And now the home plate umpire is going to trot down the first baseline and chat with his field counterpart. I say trot very generously. And now they're going to go talk to Joe. Something about his mitt, I guess. They're looking at his mitt. Not sure what the problem is. Apparently the home plate umpire had an issue with Black's mitt out there on the mound, and discussing it with his field counterpart, checked it out, and apparently we're good to go now. So here's the 2-0. That's outside. Incidentally, Joe's mitt is a black and tan color. Yeah, black and tan interlaced. I can't imagine what the problem was with the mitt, but that pitch in for a strike. So it's 3-1 now to Sturm. The pitch. That's strike two. Right at the knees. Sturm thought it was ball four and stepped across the plate. Nothing irritates an umpire more when you think strike two is, or strike three is ball four, and starts ahead to first and you have to come back. Sturm didn't like it because the next pitch he swung and missed and it was strike three and he was the first out of the inning. Speaking of strikeouts, when Branson comes to the plate, he's 0-for-2 with a couple of them today. That one comes inside on him. It'll get him. So Branson on. And now Brendan Hartley will come to the plate. Branson. Walks around, talks to his first base coach down there in the bag. And Brendan Hartley will take a couple practice swings. He also has a couple strikeouts today. The pitch. Misses low for a ball. Branscombe will be held on by Bynum at first. Got a good lead down there. He's going. Here's the 1-0. Pitch is a strike. Throw down is not in time. That'll be a stolen base for Branscombe. So aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. And the pitch. This one popped up out of play. Foul. And now Black's ahead of the count. Black's got his sign. He'll check the runner at second and deliver. That misses high. And the count's even. Couple leads 10-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. This one will be foul out of play on the left side. Looks like we've got some action going on down in the bullpen for the Panthers. Can't exactly tell who that is warming up down there, but Black will check the runner. And the 2-2. This one will be poked foul back out of play. Branscombe the runner at second. Drew was hit by a pitch and stole the bat. The pitch. Went on the ground to third. It's in the hole and through. Branscombe will take third on the single. Nice single for Hartley, and my man Charlie Custard coming to the plate. He's 0-for-2 today. Hartley will get a courtesy runner as he's the catcher. Didn't quite catch the number on that. Oh, it looks like it's 17 Chase Peterson, a courtesy runner. This one's going to be lifted into right field. Reed tracking it, makes the catch. Durham tags from third, and Branscombe tags from third, and did Reed not catch the ball? Because, oh, sorry, I forgot there was a runner on first. My bad. That was Chase Peterson, the courtesy runner. Peterson tagged and advanced when Gastineau was not able to corral the throw from Reed. So Hartley will be at second. Custard, with the fast fly, is the second out of the inning. Dane Hurt, the batter now, and the 1-0 he will take for strike one. Might be time for some lunch. I think I'm losing my mind, folks. This one on the ground to Kennel. Kennel, the first, 4-3 on the putout to end the inning. So one run on one hit, one runner left on. One error for the Panthers, due up in the top of the seventh inning will be the 8, 9, and 1 holes. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on IU Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning. Right in the restaurant to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student. Every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Okay, back to this. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Looks like it's Delgado, Black, and Workman. It looks like Logan Clay is on deck. I'm not sure how that works, but unless Clay came in as the designated hitter, which isn't the case. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on here with Clay being on deck. First pitch to Delgado is a strike, and then he'll swing at the next one, so it's 0-2. Pitch. This one's lined into left. Grant's been able to track it down. There's one out. So that brings Logan Clay to the plate. I could have swore that Logue pinch hit earlier, but maybe he did not, but it was Hancock that came to the plate. Regardless, Logan coming to the plate in place of Joe Black. This one's popped up foul to the third baseman for the second out of the inning. Unless Kennel, who was being hit for when he was the pitcher, somehow entered the lineup at the DH spot. And then Clay came in as the DH. I'll be completely honest, I'm not sure how Clay has batted twice here, but Workman will foul that pitch off, and the count's even at 1. Again, folks, like I said, I might be losing my mind here. Here's the 1-1. One fouled back to the backstop. And the pitch misses. Hughes stares in, gets his sign, and delivers the 2-2. This one chopped down the third baseline, and the third baseman, Sturm, will boot it. And workmen will be on as a result of the error. That'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando is 2-for-4 with a run scored today. The pitch. One will be lifted into right field. The right fielder, Bowman, will make the catch. That will end the inning. No runs, no hits. One last on for Delta, the one error for the Pumas, and they will come to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh with their 2, 3, and 4 hole hitters. Delta still leads 10-5. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner back with you here as Joe Black will come out for his second inning of work. And Delta leads 10-5 here. As I mentioned, the winner of this game will advance in the winner's bracket to play Eaton at 5 o'clock or so today. If that is Delta, we'll have that game here on Audio Sports Online for you. The loser of this game will play what will essentially be a doubleheader. They will face Bennett in a game following this one directly. Tyson Burton will come to the plate. That one will flunk him. So Burton will be on it first, and Grady Bowman will come up. Bowman is 1-for-2 today with a triple. Has also reached on an error, scored a couple of runs, has an RBI, and that one will hit him. So Black struggling with his control now all of a sudden. And Steve Ryer not wasting any time coming out of the dugout now. So we'll see what Steve does. We're going to get a new pitcher. We did have somebody warming up in the pen. That was Jazz Reynolds. As Jazz comes in, we're also going to get a substitution as Brett Leho will come in and play right field. I believe Ty Reed will be going to the bullpen to warm up. So, with Chaz coming on, we'll take a break and come back with his numbers here. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spice Cafe in Delta. Spice Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls.
Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place with a house for hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
So Chad Phelps will head to the bump for the Panthers. He has worked a third of an inning. So no record, no earned run average for him. And he will face the heart of the lineup here is Eddie Castilleja will come to the plate for the Pumas. Runners at first and second. Put there by Joe Black, who hit both of them in the first pitch to Castilleja in for a strike. Bynum playing behind the runner at first. As Kettle and Clay will work in and out on the runner at second, Burton. The pitch is low. The runner from second advances. That's Burton. As Gastineau can't dig it cleanly out of the dirt. The runners at the corners now for peak to peak. No outs. Delta leads 10-5. Counts even to the batter Castilleja. Runner at first is Bowman. The pitch. On the ground to third. Delgado up with it. No, that's going to be an error. As he was looking to throw that before he fielded it, and Bowman will be at second. Run scores from third. Now A.J. Green will come to the plate. Green's 0 for 1 today. He's reached on a fielder's choice, also been hit by a pitch. He was the starting pitcher for the Pumas in this game. So Delta just trying to close this game out. Wilkes checks the runner, now comes home. This one's lined into left field. Workman up with it. Runner coming in from second is Bowman. Throw is cut off by Delgado. An RBI single for Green. And runners will be at first and second. And Steve Ryer back out. Looks like we're going to make the pitching changes. Ty Reed will sub back in and head to the mound. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I'll have the numbers on tie for you. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Tyreek will come in a pitch for Delta. this year on the mound. Cy, in four appearances, a 1-0 record and a 2.42 ERA. 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. He's looking to come in and shut this game down for the Panthers. Or lock this game down, if you will. Shut down the Pumas as they are threatening here, down by 3. Delta led this game 9-2 at one point. And the Pumas have clawed their way back in. They have runners at first and second, no outs. Josh Sturm is due up. Ty will finish his warm-up tosses. Discussion with the lineup going on down about halfway up the third base line there. As I think Reed's finished with his warm-up tosses. And we'll see who goes to play in right field. Not entirely sure what they did with the lineup here. It looks like Leho may have stayed in. So I'll be getting clarification on all this after the game just so I can figure out what's going on. As it looks like Workmanson left and Sprouts in the center. This pitch is fouled out of play. Reed started in right field, now subbed out as Leho came in and then subbed back in. The 0-1 is fouled out of play. Pitch. And I have figured it out. It looks like Logan Clay is playing second base where Kennel was playing. So that's where he subbed into the game. The pitch. That's how that applies. The 1-2 called strike 3 on the outside corner for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Branscombe to the plate. He's struck out twice, been hit by a pitch and stolen a base. The pitch, that misses. Pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's 2-0. So sorry about the defensive substitution confusion here, folks. It's tough to see the field sometimes from the press box. That pitch misses for ball 3. And the pitch. That one missed, and a 4-pitch walk loads the bases. So Brendan Hartley will come to the plate with one out. Delta with a 10-7 lead here in the bottom of the last inning. Infield's playing in. Oh, excuse me, just the corners are in. Middle infielder's at double play depth, and it's like we're trying to squeeze a run in here as Hartley fouls off the pitch and attempting to bunt. Reed stares in for his sign. Comes set. Hartley squares the bunt again, pulls back, swings and misses. So Reed way ahead now. Once again, one out, bases loaded, Delta leads 10-7 in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch. This one's popped up over the backstop out of play. Reed stares in. And has a sign. Kicks and fires. Chop to third. Delgado comes home with it, and the throw is low, and the run will score. So Hartley will be on via the fielder's choice, and I think we're going to get a courtesy runner for Hartley. Oh, it looks like Hartley's going to stay in and run as Charlie Chester will come to the plate. He's 0 for 3 today. The pitch misses. The Delta's lead now just 2 runs. The pitch. That misses. And it's 2-0 to Custard. Reed comes set and delivers. That one's bunted to first. Bynum, nobody's covering the bag. Bynum came off of first to cover the bunt up the first base line. Second baseman did not come over to cover the bag. The run will score on the infield single. And Steve Ryer is coming to the mound, and he is not pleased. As at one point, Delta led this 9-2, and the Pumas have now come back within a run. It's 10-9 Delta. And the conference on the mound is over. Just still the one out. Delta desperately needs to find another one here with the bases loaded. Ultimately, a base hit by Dane Hurt here could end this game. The pitch. That misses. Hurt, by the way, the ninth batter to come to the plate in the inning for the Pumas. Hurt steps back in. Here's the pitch from Ty. That's in there for a strike as Hurt squared the bunt, pulled back. And the count's even. Corners playing in. desperately trying to get the second out of this inning. The pitch. This one's poked foul on the right side. Reed would love to get a strikeout here. Ties set and delivers. This one's chopped back to Reed. Reed tosses home. Force play and double play. Game over. Delta miraculously ends the game on a double play. A chopper back to Reed on the mound, and he comes home for the fourth, on to first for the double play, the 1-2-3 double play. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Okay, back to Delta. Just out of a close one, 10-9 here against Peak to Peak as the Pumas managed to score four runs before even getting an out in the inning. Coach Steve Ryer brings in Ty Reed to close things out for his team, and Ty manages to get the ninth batter of the inning, Dane Hurt, to ground into the 1-2-3 double play. So the Panthers will face host Eaton at 5 o'clock or so tonight. And hear all the action of that game right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score of this game, Delta 10, Peak to Peak 9. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. We'll talk to you here in a little bit, folks. Have a good day.